Begin transmission.
You are listening to Corellian Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Corellian Run Radio. This is episode 129, recording Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. We're recording sooner in order to report on the latest info concerning the new expansion scheduled for release this coming December. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by my co-host Heather. Howdy, Heather.
Hey, Jason.
It kind of appears like we were just at this, weren't we?
Yeah. I mean, it was Monday yesterday, and I go into Twitter, and, you know, everyone's freaking out about 3.0, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I was doing some last-minute editing on our what we recorded on Sunday, and it was like, really, BioWare? Really? You couldn't let us know? No, I'm just kidding. No, I was excited. I was thinking, Heather just said it in our last recording, if you would everybody just relax, just sit back, and let yourself be surprised, and boom, what do you know? We were surprised.
Yay!
Thank you, BioWare. So if you have been under a rock or haven't heard anything, been away off the internet, they did release some info. And by info, they released a lot of info about Update 3.0. And I think, you know, we're going to do a little different. We're just going to jump right into it.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
So Shadow of Revan has officially been announced. You can pre-order, and for pre-orders, you can get the early access to the expansion on December 2nd, which is actually kind of soon, I think.
Yeah. Like she said, you can now pre-order. They announced that. Let's see their press release, which was on Monday. Beginning today, players can pre-order Shadow of Revan. That's for $19.99 online. And, of course, you get that at SWTOR.com/buy. And if you pre-order that, you get the early access, which will start in on the 2nd.
Yeah, also, if you pre-order, you get, if you're already a subscriber, you get 12 times experience boost on your class quests. And this is only for existing subscribers.
Yeah, and when I first saw this, because I was just trying to, like I said, I was in the process of editing and getting the article ready for the other thing that we recorded. And so I was kind of just reading it and also trying to focus on other things. And I guess I missed it because I was thinking, oh, you're going to get a 12 times experience boost. And I'm thinking you get that when the expansion comes, but no, that's now.
Yeah.
The order. I was like, holy cow. How did I miss that? I was like, cause it's like, okay, I guess 12 times XP boost. I guess that's kind of cool, but 12 times XP boost starting now, whenever you pre-order, I was like, holy cow, thank you.
Yeah, and that's really good, so I can get all my lobbies up to 55, and so it's not so painful when we have to get to level 60. At least everyone will be 55, so I don't have to level so much.
I was thinking that too, except you do a GSF, it's like, oh, I just went up 5 levels.
Also, if you pre-order, you get the Grand Statue of Revan for your stronghold, so yay, I still haven't decorated mine, so.
Listen to you.
You know, whatever for me.
Well, this will be a big statue. You'll at least have your, like, out there on your sky deck or whatever, you'll have this one statue.
And yeah, you also get the first digital expansion, Rise of the Hutt Cartel. I didn't know. That was free with subscribers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep. So yeah. Kind of a, not really that exciting subscriber perks,
well,
I think.
Now, I will have to say, my nephew is actually excited about the Rise of Hutt Cartel, because when he got his subscription, he didn't have the Rise of Hutt Cartel expansion on his, so he's actually pretty jacked about that. He's like, yes, I can go to McKeb now.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, he did that yesterday. He's like, I'm already pre-ordered now, I'm getting it now, woohoo.
So that was kind of like a 2-for-1 for him.
Yeah.
I think that's really good for, you know, like newer players.
So for those things that Heather just mentioned, the early access on December 2nd, the exclusive Grand Statue of Revan for player strongholds, and the digital expansion Rise of Hutt Cartel, If you pre-order before November 2nd, you will receive those perks. And then for players who pre-order by December 1st, you get the exclusive Statue of Revan, same thing, and you get the Rise of the Hutt Cartel. And then we mentioned about the detail 12 times XP boost. Now, one caveat with that, it's for your class XP boost. So if your class stories, you're going to get that. So actually, I have to backtrack on what I said about GSF. No, you can't get the bonus for GSF. You will get it for your class story quest. On top of that, class story quest, it will go up to 55. But you're saying, wait, I'll have my class story done by 50. Oh, but it counts for McKeb also, as Eric Musco confirmed today. So you can do McKeb storyline quest and get the XP boost for that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I thought that was really cool.
So what's actually in this expansion?
The actual expansion. What do we have?
Well, we have five more levels. So the level cap is now 60, like we were mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
We get two new planets, Rishi and Yavin 4. I know nothing about Star Wars lore, so that means nothing to me.
Oh my gosh.
I think Jason.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You mentioned planets. Now, going to that real quick, were you surprised two planets?
No. No, I wasn't surprised. I think one of them's going to be like McKeb, and then one of them's going to be like Orcon or something.
So you're a little more optimistic than I am. I'm going to go back to the Rise of the Hutt Cartel, because didn't we get, wasn't Denova counted as one of the planets?
I don't know. Was that with that expansion? I don't even remember.
I'm trying to think now. I think maybe it was. So I kind of think Rishi maybe, and I could be wrong, that would be kind of cool if I am wrong, but even if it is for an operation, I think that'll be fine. Yavin 4, I'm really excited about that. Of course, like she said, as a Star Wars lore, I was super geeked out about that because if anybody's seen the Star Wars movies, Episode 4, Yavin 4 is where the Rebels are having their base. So that was really cool. And if you watch the video, if you notice the shuttles, the takeoff, BioWare did an homage to that movie because as the shuttles take off in kind of the same formation as all the Rebel spaceships as they go to battle the Death Star. So I was like, nice.
Cool.
I thought that was really cool. We're going to get two role neutral flashpoints. So
those are tacticals.
Tactical flashpoints. Four hard mode flashpoints.
I think those ones are going to be the existing Forged Alliances.
Yeah.
Tactical flashpoints, just in hard mode. Corban, Tython.
Yeah, some people mentioned probably Quad Drives, and I'm like, Quad Drive already 15 to 54 is the story, and 55 has its own like hard mode version of that.
It's definitely going to be the Forged Alliances flashpoints, and there's four of them. So pretty sure that's what it is going to be, but I wish it wasn't. I wish it was just four brand new flashpoints.
Yeah, but at least we are getting hard mode versions of those.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly,
yes.
Because you know, if we're getting level caps going up to 60, and we're getting, which we'll go ahead and mention that here in just a second, we're going to get two new operations, so you're going to need some gear to catch up to that. So I'm thinking four hard mode flashpoints, even if they're the tacticals you ran, maybe people will be a little happier with possibly getting some possible drops that will be more relevant to the higher end level. So.
And you know, last time they did the level cap, those flashpoints were hard when they first came out because no one was overgeared for those. So it was hard at first. So I look forward to trying it out.
One of the flashpoints I kind of loathe if I don't have because I know there's a tactical flashpoint, but if you do the Manon, especially that water boss and the guy that shoots the water at you all the time, if you really don't have a somewhat balanced group with at least maybe a tank, that's not a fun fight. But so I'm like, man, taking that on right at the bat, hard mode in 55, that'll be interesting. It'll be challenging, which I think is cool.
Also,
I don't know. Go ahead. What else did you see?
One big thing that's coming up in the new expansion is disciplines. So no more skill trees. We're going to have disciplines, and it's interesting.
Yeah, of course, everybody's like, first the panic sets in of like, oh no, change. Change is bad, which I'm actually kind of say when I first saw it, I was a little reluctant because it kind of, did you play any World of Warcraft at all?
No.
Okay. When they made some of the changes to that of how they do the talents and as far as your different skills that you get, it's kind of similar in the fact of you pick a path You have three different paths you pick. But everybody's thinking, oh no, so we're going to go just like World of Warcraft. But the other thing that Blizzard did at World of Warcraft is they kind of dumbed down the whole thing. And I think skill trees need to be changed, I think, to adapt to how the gameplay nowadays. The discipline system, I think it will be a different and kind of a welcome thing, I think, once players got into it. And I want to say I was reluctant until I watched the Twitch stream today that was done with Eric Musco. And I can't remember the developer. I just lost, blanked out right now. Developer was with him that did that. It was really well done. How they did it, you have these, you know, you pick your different tree you want to be in. Like, they've changed the shared tree, so it's not really shared anymore. So they give it a unique feel for each actual class that you'll play now. They can change the names up, and so you'll pick, so like with Assassin, you have a tank and two different damage classes. So you'll pick whichever one of those lines you want to run. It's getting rid of some of the hybrids for the simple fact to help with balance.
Yeah. I think I was reading a tweet. I forgot who tweeted it, but basically you're going to play by Bioware's rules by doing these specific disciplines, and so they can balance around those and not by whatever creative thing someone has come up with, which, you know, although would be really fun, it's really hard to balance around. Yeah. So I think it'll help them.
And I thought this is what, okay, they're just getting rid of it and you just play that branch. But you get from level 10 to 60, you get six of these
utilities.
Utilities. Thank you very much. Good grief. I just watched this like several times. I like watch it over and over. But yeah, utilities. Thank you. Good grief. And these different utilities, you'll get six of them. And you can pick between, there's three different levels. They have skillful is the beginning level, masterful, and then heroic. And like, for instance, they, for one of the things that they did for on the heroic level, you will be able to pick, like one of the things you can do, with a sorcerer, and they were demonstrating the Sith sorcerer. Yeah, was it Intervate? One of the heals they can do. They had to stay still before. Now, if you pick this heroic utility, you can do that on the move.
That is really exciting, actually. I mean, I don't play a Sork or anything, but I know what that looks like, and that would be...
So, whereas you get these trees, and you have to play within the trees that they give you, and you get the same talents, pretty much you'd normally get... But then you have these utilities that you can change around. And if you're a subscriber, as you already know now, if you do a respec, it's free. You can still do this on the fly. You can click, like, whatever you have, your tree, you can click abandon and then go back in and pick it. And he did it like several times. The developer did it several times. And the speed at which you can do it and pick the things was amazing. So if you like, I play this spec for PvP, or I play this spec for operations, or my PvE content when I'm just soloing stuff, I'd play this style. The on-the-fly stuff that you can do is pretty amazing. Now, you can't do it in a war zone. You'd have to do it before you enter a war zone, but some of the stuff looked really cool. And like I said, those utilities make the customization there that a lot of people think, well, I have to play exactly how they want me to play. Well, you get these six different utilities that you can use from 10 to 60 that you can kind of mix around how you want. I'm excited how it will work. I'm excited to possibly get in and do some testing on that.
Yeah, they're not actually going to have an open PTS for this, but they are going to have a closed beta, so.
Bioware, by the way, you need my email address. I can give that to you anytime you want. And I would love to get in that closed beta because I'd love to be able to test this out. But either way, I'm excited for it, so to check it out. What do you think of it, the testing, keeping it closed?
I think it's good. I think it's good so that the guilds out there don't practice the operations, and then once the expansion drops, everyone just clears it in 2 hours. I really don't like that. I think the operations should have some longevity and how long it takes for people to beat it. It should be hard. It shouldn't be, you know, just some easy thing that people clear.
See, now, I wanted you to answer that because you're the operations guru here. And so I wanted to get your perspective on what you thought about that, on not being able to get any access to the new operations.
I mean, people are complaining that they can't go in and test anything, but I don't know. This is something special. This is 3.0. I don't think we should be able to have PTS for this. I think it should be a surprise for everyone because I remember doing PTS for some previous updates and, you know, I did the flashpoints a couple times and once I did them, I didn't really feel like doing them once they went live. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and I remember I helped do some testing on for the Rise of the Hutt Cartel. And I will tell you this, and I did some closed and I did some public testing on that. And after I ran it a while, it was like when it came out live, I was really excited about it. I really loved the expansion. When it came live, it's like either didn't want to do it or it's like, man, I've already done that. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did that on testing. Whoops. Now I'll play devil's advocate. Okay. But Heather, this new discipline system, I don't know anything about it. I don't want to come in. I'm a scriber. I'm paying for this. I don't want to play. My class is going to be all jacked up. I know it because I won't know how to play it. Why can't I get in and test it?
I just hope that they do more live streams about it so we can just kind of see more about it. Maybe even show us, you know, put a page on SWTOR.com what each class's disciplines are going to be. And that way we can kind of see it. I mean, that doesn't really give away anything in the expansion by just posting what it is. I mean, unless they're still working on it, like they're actively working on it, I doubt it because this seems like it would be a big project that they've been working on for a while. You know, maybe they can just give us that information because I don't think that gives away anything. That's not like telling us what the bosses are going to be in the operations. This is just telling us, you know, a crucial aspect of the game. They should just tell us what the changes are going to be on their website beforehand if they're not going to have the open PTS.
Yeah, and I agree. I think, and to reiterate that, I think BioWare kind of took a little bit of what they learned from, I have to say, I mean, a little bit of their maybe gaffe on saying, we're going to have something for you guys on the end of September. And they didn't. And everybody went crazy rage. Well, not everybody, but there are a lot of people. There were several threads that would say that a lot of people went rage. And Twitter and Reddit and all this. But I think the stuff that we got Monday, mm-hmm. there was a lot of information. I think if they would keep that level of communication, gradually introducing things, and like today they had the Twitch stream. And on that Twitch stream, just like you had said, they plan on showing every class, like they showed the Sork today, and different things they were going to do with it, and things they've changed. Like, not only have they changed some of the class and this new discipline system, they've also added different animations. Like, one
Ooh.
Of them, yeah, like one of them, and, it's, I think it's one of the shock. Instead of just, like, there was two of them that went, like, straight from the hand to the target, this one does an arc, which it's like, there's no real reason to do an arc other than it looks really cool.
I wonder if my assassin has that. I wonder if it's one of those shared Inquisitor moves.
I don't know. The lightning effects was really cool. Yes, I recommend watching it. And the other thing, this is strictly, a lot of people would say it's fluff, but I also say nay. It's a crucial thing. You know when you get those procs and you have to make sure and look at like your buffs, like, did I get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something procs and it will now let you to do something, you get this glowing edge around on that ability, and so you know when to push it.
I think this is great for people that are trying to learn a new, you know, either a new class or a new spec. Because I know when I tried out my tank spec the other day, I had to keep looking and hovering over and saying, oh my God, you know, this proc is up. What should I be hitting? And so that'll be nice to have it highlighted and kind of, you know, kind of show me what to do until I learn for myself. And I don't really need to watch if it's glowing gold, because then I'm just pro after that.
Listen, well, you are. But even for me, I mean, and I'm nowhere near pro, but when you get into something like maybe, like I went into the Dread Fortress, the hard mode, and you're in 60-man, which things are pretty chaotic in 60-man anyway, when you even know, like my sniper, I pretty much know my rotation, but when you're trying to look for everybody else and what everybody else is doing, if you just have something like, oh, glowing, I don't even have to think about it anymore. I just know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look for anything. You see, oh, low glowing, push it. So
that's really cool. That
was another thing. It definitely exciting that I really saw, and I was really jazzed to see that today. And so, yeah, I recommend everybody, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. It was really informative, and I definitely suggest people go and watch it if you haven't already.
What did you think of the trailer?
Oh, the trailer. Well, one, it was over a minute. And like I said, I mentioned, you know, the one thing about seeing Yavin 4. I was totally excited about that, you know.
Is that the one that looks like Mexico and the Mayan pyramids? Yes. Is that Yavin 4?
That's the Masasian, I think, as I'm saying that, right? Because the Masasi temples and stuff like that, those are actually mentioned. Some of the people will be fighting on the Yavin 4, the home of the fearsome Masasi warriors. And if, for those people who don't know, that is a subspecies of the Sith purebloods.
Ooh, interesting.
They were enslaved by fallen Jedi or dark Jedi on the planet Korriban. And so,
oh my gosh, what if they haven't announced this yet, but what if that's going to be a playable race? I don't even know what they look like, but it sounds cool.
If you go on the Shadow of Revan page down towards the bottom, you can click on one of them. And it's this big dude, which looks like, actually, if you want to give me a thing, it's a red version of Wolverine, because he's got three claws on each hand. He's got these little metal things. Yeah, no, it's not a playable species, no. Yeah, this dude is like big, bad, and they are just, yeah, no. These are things that would scare me in my dreams. So yes, this would be one of those things that you don't ask, like, hey, are you a bad guy? No, you go ahead and shoot first, shoot your lightning, whatever at him.
Oh, is it that big red thing?
Yep.
That's a Masasi. Yeah, definitely not a playable race.
No, not a playable race. But so we're going to get into some of the lore, find out more about the Masasi, you know, the temple, because that was in the Star Wars, A New Hope. They piloted from those, their base was inside one of those temples and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm super geeked out about that. I'm really, yes. Also, now, you haven't played Knights of the Republic yet, so I... So, do you know anything about the Starforges?
No.
Okay, for everybody out there that had played Knights of the Republic or played, knows anything about the Starforge, leave me your comments about the glowing, you know, thing shooting out. It looks like a volcano. Towards, you see Revan there standing in front of it, this little beam shooting up. I'm thinking that is one of the... They say, and if you've gone through Boarding Party and The Foundry, Darth Malgus, which, spoiler alert, I don't want to ruin this, but if you haven't played these flashpoints, do it now. If you haven't already done it, you should have already done them already. Anyway, Malgus mentions about these Star Forges. He mentions the one in Knights of the Republic that was destroyed, and then the Foundry, which they think was another Star Forge, so I'm wondering, could the one on Yavin 4 be another Star Wars? Could be. I don't know. We're going to find out. What did you see in the video that was kind of interesting?
I guess I mentioned it earlier, you know, those pyramid-looking things looked a lot like the Mayan pyramids in the forest there, the rainforest. So that stuck out to me. I really like when that beam of light or whatever was in Revan. Mm-hmm. That was cool. And then the big red thing that looks like it's going to be an Operation Boss or something, like you said, but it just kind of jumps out in the trailer. That was cool.
Well, what did you think? I mean, me and you both play Empire. What did you think about us kind of joined up with Sean there? What's her name?
Satil?
Satil Sean, yeah. We are grouping up with the Republic. What is going on?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not terribly, you know, a big pub hater. So I think it's interesting that they're getting together to fight this greater evil. I guess Revan's that evil.
Can I go on my wall of crazy right now?
Okay.
Wall of crazy, completely crazy. I don't know how it would work. What if Yavin 4 is a faction neutral planet? You go into the group finder. What if you go in the group finder, and when you do, say, the operation, or maybe one of the flashpoints are from Yavin, you will actually be paired up with some Republic.
Wall of crazy!
Wall of crazy.
That
would that just not be wild?
So cool. That oh my god.
Wild. See, now, wall of crazy.
And
right
cues would be popping like crazy.
Cues
too.
Would be popping. You would not, you want to solve that? Faction neutral operations, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. That's what I say.
That would actually be really cool, but it would be cool if, like, you could only do those certain flashpoints and operations because it's part of the storyline.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That's what I'm thinking. I know by where you've already made it, but it's not, you got until December. Come on, change it. Make Yabu action neutral.
It's already in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what am I saying? Of course it's already in there. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That would be awesome though. I saw that and I was like, boom, hit me, light bulb. Wall of crazy, my mind sometimes. Anything else that just struck you as just, I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean, I feel like we're just glazing over a ton of this.
I saw a picture. This wasn't in the trailer, but I saw a picture of one of the planets. It looked really cool. Like, it looked like, I guess it was a pirate planet or something. And there's a, yeah. And it just looked really nice. Like, the graphics looked.
I think that was on.
Really, like, it looks like they were, what do you call, shanties? Are those shanties?
Yeah. And, it looks like, I'm going to go to another game, which I don't know. Have you played any Mass Effect?
No.
Okay. In one of the Mass Effect games, I think it was Mass Effect 3, one of these like shanty towns that you had a multiplayer map on. And it was just like these thrown together like towns that were all huddled together and looked kind of run down and stuff like that. And I saw like this bridge kind of thing and it made me think of that. And I was like, that was pretty cool looking. And I like the fact maybe some worlds are not pristine and they look kind of run down or something like that. I kind of like that. So yeah, I saw that too. And I'm trying to think where I saw that at. Can't remember. Well, I thought I saw it on the main page, but no, it's not there. Not on the press release either. So you think that will be a daily area? Think so?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know which one will be which.
Rishi is like one I don't know much about. And so, you know, as much as I'm excited about Yavin 4 because I know some stuff about it, I'm also excited about Rishi. It's like, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I could go on Wikipedia and find out about it, but it's like, no, I'll just wait. I'll wait and find out about it then. So, okay, another question. You being an ops person, I'm jumping all over the place. Sorry, folks. New gear is going to unlock. How high do you think we're going to go?
Well, 168 to 180, that's how much? 12? And then from 180 to 186, that's 6. God, that's not even the same number.
Yeah.
The number, so, you know, gap. So I don't know. Maybe it'll just be 200. Maybe they'll just be like, whatever. We'll just make it 200 rating.
200 rating? Mm-hmm. So you're going 20 levels up. And then,
well, you know, because they have to have the hard mode, because the hard mode operations are going to be out. So they'll have to have hard mode gear and then the story mode, like story mode level gear. And then,
speaking of that, I'm thinking one of the planets, like you said, is going to be kind of a daily or mate Oricon-like. And how they did that Oricon now is you go around and you get like your 156 gear. What level do you think they're going to probably make quest area stuff be? If you're doing
60.
You think 60?
Level 60? I think all the new stuff's going to be level 60.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I meant what gear level? Because it's not going to be 200 if that's your limit, because you're going to have to run the ops to get that. What do you think? See, we're at 180 right now. 186 is if you nightmare, right?
Mm-hmm.
190?
That seems a little too close, though. Maybe it'll be.
Maybe it'll just give us the 180s. Wow, that would really stink. I've just worked my butt off. Oh, man. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, it's maybe like, they'll just give 180s or something. But,
Kind of wondering at what level. So you're saying 200. I think that's pretty fair assessment. Oh, man, I'm just excited.
I guess we'll find out.
I know, I'm just excited about all of it. I know this has been kind of a crazy kind of thrown together little thing here. We wanted to make sure and record another little thing to make sure and get some of this news out to you. You know, back over some definite things. You want to make sure that if you haven't already pre-ordered, especially if you're a subscriber, get in there and order right now, because you can get for $19.99, you can go ahead and get your 12 times XP and get your characters up to 55. You have that until December 1st. So you want to make sure you get that. Plus you get your early access. So you want to pre-order by November 2nd and get that, all that stuff. You get your early access and your subscriber bonus for your class quest, your grand statue, and if you don't have it already, you'll get Rise of the Hutt Cartel expansion. And then if you want to pre-order by December 1st, you'll get everything but the 7-day early access. So go ahead and get out there and pre-order. Get it now. Get your, for you subscribers, get your bonus for your class quest and get your, the rest of the classes up to 55 and ready for early access launch. That's what I'm saying. So how many you want to get to 55 before the game pops off?
Well, we have 2 months, so I'm at least going to get the assassin, or not the assassin, the shadow to level 55. And I guess I'm just going to go through, I'll probably make a bunch of new characters. I don't know. I'm going to try and get, this is probably really ambitious, but I'm just going to try and get 16 characters to 55. I have a few that are already 55, so.
Wow. How many 55 yeah. do you have right now?
4? Yeah, I know. Okay, that might be too hard.
I was like, wow, you're going way out there. That's 12 others. You're going, wow.
Yeah, that's like 1 a week. Oh, wait, no, that's really bad math. I'll just try and knock out some, at least four on the Republic side so I can at least see all the class stories on pub side.
I'm definitely going to get, I've got 3 now, so I'm going to want to definitely get everything ready with those, probably work on some of their gear too before I even try to mess with some of the others. But I will definitely, some of my low B characters I've got, you know, I got 2 or 3 hanging around the 30s, and I've got one of my bounty hunters who's been hanging around level 44 forever. I've had him as my cyber tech. He just crafts. He's stopped at 44. So I'm probably going to get him up to 55 and be ready to get for December 2nd to get in there early access. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, not for now.
Not for now. Well, until we learn anything else, folks, I think that's going to do it for us on this special, you know, Shadow of Revan news update. Once again, you can contact us via the intraweb and our email at CarillionRun@gmail.com. And you can email me personally at Jason@CarillionRun.com. Or if you need to get a hold of Heather, it's Heather@PrettyLittleSith.com.
You can also tweet us out at CarillionRun. Thank you for your tweets. You can also tweet us directly at Heather_PLS. Or Jason at JT_HollowNet, or on our Facebook page or our Facebook group.
And be sure to take a moment and leave us a positive feedback on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. That's going to wrap it up for us at Carillion Run Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this special episode. Until next time, I'm Jason.
I'm Heather. May the Force be with you, or keep that blaster by your side, kid.
You've been listening to Carillion Run Radio, a Star Wars The Old Republic podcast. Tune in next time to hear Heather say,
I have a good feeling about this expansion.
And transmission.